The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Zvachim is Daf Kuf Yud Beit. We're holding at the Mishnah, the Halakha Mishnah, and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beit. So continuing on now with the details of the Chiyuvim of Hakrovas Chutz, which is either Halah or any of the other Avodotas we saw in the Dam. We also get into a question of dualism about which part you would be chayav on in a case where you were mekabel the dam of a chatat in one or two cups and then use them in two places. So let's see. Chatat shekibel dama bekos echad. In a case where it was in one cup, so then if you were noten bachutz first, and obviously you're chayav at that moment, I mean, there's no point even in mentioning v'chazav v'natan b'fnim, and then you went brought it back inside and you gave the dam, it's irrelevant, really. It just serves as the introduction for the equivalent cases in the mirror image. So if you would have taken that dam and you were noten b'fnim, and then you were chazav v'natan b'chutz, now, of course, my reaction, your reaction would be, should be potter, because already you were noten a dam, it's no longer, the rest of it would be Shirayim, basically. Why? Because Natan is mash where you did everything that you needed to do, and yet for some reason it says you'd be chayev, which is really strange. Unless, of course, it's a straight-out continuation of the sugya that we just had, which is whether Shirayim or Ma'akim, or Libet or Eminechem, and so on, which is very often the case. We introduce the sugya obliquely, and then when we get to it, we suddenly discover, oh my goodness, that's just what we were talking about. What an amazing coincidence. So, over there we say, Kulo ro'ui b'fnim, it all could have been brought, should have been brought b'fnim, and since this particular part wasn't, you're chayiv on this particular part. But suppose you were mekabel adam b'shtei kosot. Now, if you were not touched shteihen b'fnim, your potter, I mean, that's, again, we make an obvious statement to set up the parallelism in the Mishnah. If you gave shneihem b'chutz, you would be chayev, which is also quite obvious. If you did echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz, you would be putter, which is weird, because, I mean, that should be even better than the other case, where you have another cup. So some new element is at work here in the second section of the first part, second section of the ratio, which, because of the fact that it was shnei kosot, something happens over here to make you putter on the other coast, which had it been all one coast, you would have been chayev. All right, how about the other way around now? So if you gave shneihem b'chutz, obviously, echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz, your potter. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, what happens over there is that the one b'chutz is mechayev you, and yet the one b'fnim actually still works. And it's mechaper, because the fact that you brought one b'chutz, whatever bringing one b'fnim did to the remaining coast to potter you, is not what is done by the one b'chutz to ruin the remaining coast to make it unusable. That's mamish mirror image. And the inside coast could be used. So we're now contrasting the cases in their entirety. Now, l'mahadavar dome. You know what this is like? And when we see what this is like, we'll understand what the issue really is. And, of course, we can begin to suspect what the issue is. And that is, remember, there's always the question of dihui. There's dihui biyadayim. When you have an opportunity to choose one or the other, and you choose one, then it becomes v'min sunemen unit v'shemen v'min sunemen. But that meanwhile you understand that the other one really is v'shemen. Because what you're really doing is being deicha one b'yadayim. Why did you choose me? My cup of dam is just as beautiful. And so because of that, we get into a new problem in that the very fact that it was in shteikos, it was kosechot. So you could say, the first part of the Netina B'fnim, that was the actual Netinata Dam, leaving the remaining Dam as Shirayim, not as Divui. Shirayim are certainly Roy for the Mizbeah. Mashenkein, if you were Deicha the other cup, then already it's not usable at all, and then it's no longer Roy L'Petach HaMoed. Now, what is this like? And this is why the Gemara wants to show, the Mishnah wants to show us now the idea. We have exactly the same idea in a case of someone who's Ma'afish HaKorban Chat. Now, he buys another one, and he's mafresh acher tachteha, and now he finds the first one. So now he's got two chatot in front of him. Now, if you would have originally set aside two chatot, one as a backup. Then obviously you choose one or the other. You're not doing any dichoy of the other one. You're just, okay, a backup takes into consideration initially that, okay, one will be used for chatat and the other one will be used whatever the motarot would be used for. Lamais it's used for the money for an eila for kaitse mizbeah. Now, if, however, it was set aside because the first one had been lost, so now it was the full chatat, it wasn't just achrayut. But now you find the original one. Now whichever one you choose, either one is kosher, but whichever one you choose is doch the other one. So the case where you have shtehen omdot, if you do the shkit of both of them bifnim, obviously again we're setting it up so it'd be parallel, you're potter. If you did both of them b'chutz, you're chayev. If you do achat bifnim ve'achat b'chutz, you're also potter. Because this is the same as the kos echad bifnim, kos echad b'chutz. And having chosen the kos echad bifnim, the dam in the other kos is now nitche from the mizbeach, therefore it's not roi for akravas bim. And here, in a case of a chatat where you chose one over the other, you turn the other one into a chatat shenitchapru ba'alea. If the ba'alim are mitchaprim ba'acher, then this becomes a chataot ha-metot, one of the five. Chataot ha-metot is a chata shenitchapru ba'alea ba'acheret. And therefore, certainly not roi le'patach ha-omoid, and therefore you're not chayavana b'chutz. Achat b'chutz ve'achat b'frim, in exactly the same way that the shtei kosot, bringing one b'chutz certainly isn't deich of the other one. On the contrary, it makes it even more valuable. And this is the one I'm really going to use in my chatat. Therefore, the one b'chutz, since it could have been brought b'frim, is b'chayev you for the alas chutz, and then when you turn around and bring the remaining chatat b'frim, it's actually mechaper, exactly the same way that the kos of dam brought b'chutz is not matka the other kos. On the contrary, so now the kos that wasn't brought b'chutz can be used b'frim to your chayev al chitzanah, and the p'nimit is mechaper. And by bringing us this example, we now understand the principle at work over here. Kishem shedama poteret b'sara. Now, in the same way that we would be dealing, here, of course, we're talking about poteret in the sense of the chiyav of me'ila. So the same way that zrikas dam removes the chiyav of me'ila on the baser, because now it becomes mutter l'kayanim at that point, so too, even though, of course, you can't eat the other one, but so too did the kviyut of that shame on the first one, when you went ahead, we're talking about the case where you shochet both bifnim. So if you shochet shnehem bifnim, obviously you're potter. So over there, if you have two kosot, you're zorek the dam of one, that potter takes off the din of me'ila, in that sense of pottering, from the other one. And the reason is, because now, it's actually machlok Rashi tells us, but the Rashi learns the reason is, because it's a chatat at this point already, shemetu ba'aleha, chatat shemetu ba'aleha, which becomes, shenitchapru ba'aleha, becomes osir ba'ana'ah, but it's not, there's not even me'ila. It says, lo ne'anim ve'lo ma'alim, so this is a lo ne'anim ve'lo ma'alim. Okay. Obviously, this last piece is irrelevant to the dinim of Shchut Echutz, but we're bringing in an already agav, the interrelationship of the Shnei Kosot for Nischapru Bachert. Says the Gemara, I understand the Mim, when the Mish says, Bachutz v'chazar v'natan bifnim, so, okay, those cases make sense. I mean, basically, the whole thing was initially royal of Obifnim, so you're chayiv for the first matan dam that you gave Bachutz. I don't understand the next piece. You say, if you first bring it bifnim, which is mashma, you bring all of it. In other words, that's even all four matanot on the chatas. So we're not talking about the original. Nonetheless, you'd be chayav for whatever is left b'chutz. How could that be? I mean, it's just shirayim. Oh, that's the point, isn't it? And we just learned the day before yesterday about Rabbi Nachem Yeshita, that shiyore adam, that you bring b'chutz, that you would be chayav. So ha'moni, Rabbi Nachem Yedim shiyore adam, shikubim b'chutz chayav. Wait, but if it's Rabbi Nechemia, then how do you explain the fact that in the Sefer it says, Kibel dama b'shnei kosot, datan shneim bifnim potter, shneim b'chutz chayev, and here's the part that bothers me, echad bifnim. Okay, so that means you did the ikar matanot from one cup, now you have the shirayim in the other cup. And yet it says patur, make up your mind. I thought Rabbi Nechemia says, shiyore adam shikubim b'chutz chayav. Oh, but the Sefer, remember, is dealing with another issue that we had way back, you know, towards the beginning of the Masechta. What is the din where you use one kos? Remember there that we were talking about where you were makabal, the dam in four kosot. And you gave arba matanot, you gave from one of those kosot. It's the only one that is nishpach liyesod. All the other dam is thrown out in the Amma, in the water channel for that is used for pasul. So over there, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds, they're all shirayim. And none of it is nishpach liyesod, it's all nishpach, nishpach la'ama, it's all nishpach liyesod. But according to the Tanna Kamma, the kosh that you use makes the other kosot not shirayim, but kosot set chaviro dihui. And that was the machloket. Obviously, this Mishnah is coming to tell me that despite the fact that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that Shirayim would be chayav b'chut, these are not Shirayim. These are dihui, because they're in the other coast. So it fits directly in to the Tanna Kamma of the earlier machloket that we had between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. They say, kos oseh dihui l'chaveru. What's this lama davar dome? I mean, if I'm sitting there wondering what it could be, there's only one possibility, and that is dihui. So what do you need to bring in this whole, I mean, it's not exactly a simple mushal lama davar dome. I mean, you're opening up a whole can of worms here. Why? What do you need to do this for? So lama leaf. Because there's a chiddush here that the Mishnah wants us to understand. Clearly, it's going on Libra Rebbe. Now, how many Rebbe? The Omer Avudah B'Shat HaFrasha Meita. Now, because Lamaisa, there's a machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim about, and this is in the Mishnah in Temura, about whether the din of a chatat she'avda v'yifrish achera tachteha, and then you find the original one, you choose one or the other, according to the Tanna Kamma of Rebbe, that is not considered to be a chatash in itchapu ba'ale abacher. The only time it's considered to be such a problem is if you used the chatah that replaced it first, and then you found the other one, the original one. So at that point, oh boy, so that chatash was completely lost. It's an avurish in itchapu ba'acheret. But if both of them were standing in front of you, it becomes the equivalent of, according to the Tanna Kamma, a chatas that was set aside for achrayut. You have two possible chataot. Use whichever one you want. And the other one, the money goes to an oil. Comes also, so obviously if the Mishnah is saying olamah davar domeh, and it brings me a case in which you found the other one, and then you chose one or the other, making it similar to the case of shnei kosot that were in front of you, and you chose one over the other. So then it's clearly going alibet Rebbe, who holds that itself is enough to passel the other chatat, okay? But meanwhile, it's the implications of the Mishnah that are important. So this is Rebbe who says, Avudah B'Shat HaFrasha Meita, that's obvious. But you'll note that the implication is, the only reason that we have this problem, and that the other Chatat, indeed, is not Roy Frakrov, and therefore is not Chayav B'Chutz, is because it was Avudah, and then found. But suppose originally you'd been Mafrid Shtei Chataot Le'Achrayut. Don't think that Rebbe holds that Achrayut is also considered to be a chata chenit chapru ba'alim ba'acheret, that therefore would be a chata ot ha-meta, and therefore would not be roy. No! That's why we give you over the information that's only talking about where it was lost. But if you were mafush te chata ot la'achrayut, then the meaning of that Achrayut is that you have in mind that one shall be used for my chatat, and the other one's money shall be used for an oila. Or actually, what we're saying over here is one is an oila, which of course is difficult for us to understand, since it's very hard to switch a female for a male. If the chatas is in the cave, how in the world are we going to bring it as an oila? That we'll get to. But in any event, the reason I say one of them is an oila, because this is precisely, remember the rule, is that kol shebechatat meta, then ba'asham is tera'e achetistaev, and so on. But in this case, the chatat itself is tera'e achetistaev. Now, we know that Rav Huna Amar Rav said l'gabe the asham, and this is the same thing that would now apply to the chatas, Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, asham shenitek l'ri'iyo shechatos tam, is kosher lo'olav. You actually shechted the asham itself. Then it is kosher as an oila, even though you're supposed to, and this would be the case, similar case to this, asham shemetu ba'alav, So the din is that if you ask in Beit Din, they'll tell you, okay, wait until it gets home, and then that's fine. If after they said that, and you went out and checked it, you didn't wait till it got them, then it would also be fine. So that's the case over here. It's as if you kept in mind lechatchila that it should be given as a neila. Well, what do you mean, says the Gemara? How can you give? An asham is a zocher, and an neila is a zocher. You can say that he had in mind that the asham, if it's a case of achrayut, which boils down to the same issue as over here, this chaper bacharis, it's roi for an neila. How can you say that a nekeva is ruya for an neila? Chatat is a nekeva. Omer Rebchia from Justinia, it's talking about over here, a Sa'ir Nasi would be the case that we mean to say that it would be an Eila. We don't literally mean every case of Achrayut and Achatas, but the point is that there is no din of Meta, even Alibi the Rebbe, if up front you took into consideration what would happen if I choose one and not the other. It's only in a case where the whole situation came about through the loss of the original, then we have to worry about what's the halacha. Then we get into a machloket about whether it needs to be avuda b'shat kapara, or even if it was matsuya b'shat kapara, it still would be a chatat meta, and that's the machloket between the Chachomim and Rebbe respect. Hundred alocha shochet v'amale.
Rinelev, fangton v'heilek haperek.
You know what, I think we'll just do the Mishnah. And then we'll stop. All right, so let's just do the Mishnah. What's that funny? Yeah, we'll just do the Mishnah. What do you say, Rich?
Do the Mishnah?
Yeah, we'll just do the Mishnah.
Mishnah?
Is that okay?
Or Mishnah?
The Mishnah, all right. Mishnah. Fangton v'heilek haperek.
Ah, haperek.
Yeah. We'll just do the Mishnah.
Right. Just the Mishnah.
Just the Mishnah.
Not the parish.
No, we're just going to do the mission. We're not even going to do the Gemara.
The whole mission.
Just the
mission. But it's
not that long. All right, Rich, come. Let's begin.
Is this the world's record? Is it a Guinness Book of Records Mishnah? Where's the... I don't even see it.
You don't see the cereal.
Richie's still looking. 5 pages later. Parat chatat. So now we're going to look through the overall rulings about where there is. Remember, we already went through in detail the two separate parshas that we had. One for Shechitas Chutz, one for Halas Chutz. Two separate parshas that we had. One for the ones that were first Nishkat Bifnim and then brought Bachutz. They were brought Dafka Bachutz. Two separate parshas or lavim that we had about whether you were Magdish something B'shas Heter Abamot and then Makriv B'shat Yisr Abamot, or both Makriv and Magdish and Makriv B'shat Yisr Abamot. And we know that there's differences in all of these cases. And we'd like to finally put it all together, tell you what thing is an Isra Seh, what thing is an Isra Lav, what thing is a Chiyav Karet, what psulim are considered to be Chayavan, because Imolo Lo Yerdu anyway, and therefore they would be Roilak Rava Bifnim, which things are considered to be totally off limits for the Mizbeach, which things indeed would have been brought as Roilak Petach Omeid B'chutz, B'shat Heter Abamot, that we know is always the dugma of B'shas Yisra Abamot, which are Chayavan. Where is there a Shas Yisra Abamot? When is there a Shas Yisra Abamot? What is the difference between a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Gitana? What's the meaning of having a Mishkan when the Bamot are Mutarot, Hashash Gilgo, Noven Yivon? All of these questions, the little Mishnah comes to address today. So Parat Chatat, starting with ideas that have completely no shaykhut to the Mizbeah. The Paraduma. You say, okay, well, the Torah says any aveda that I do b'chutz, you said. So how about if I burn the paraduma in the wrong place? It has to be burned. Nochach, the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. So I burn it in the wrong place. Chutz v'gita. Or the Sarah Mishtaleach, I decide I'm going to bring it up as a korban b'chutz. A makrevit b'chutz. In all of these cases, obviously I am potter. And this is like the classic example of what the Torah means to exclude by El Petach Ol Moed, Lo Heavy O. And that's obviously not applying to this, because these things are not shayach to the Petach Ol Moed by any stretch of the imagination. So Kol She'in Ra'ui Lavo Petach Ol Moed, the whole parsha doesn't apply. So on that, there's no chiyav on any level. Ein chayav in a level. Now, how about if the animal had a psul that pasul that milechat chila from being kodesh has no shaykhis to the mizbeach? So we have Rovea, Nirva, Muktzet Avaris Kachavim, Nevad as Avaris Kachavim, Mechir Kelev, Etnan Zona, Kilaim, Trefa, Yotze Dofen, all of these things. Shikrivan Bachutz, it says that they have to be low, heavy, all the Kriv Korban Hashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Is this thing supposed to be brought to the Mishkan Hashem? No, in the first place. So Koshen Roi Lavo Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Ein Chayavin Alav. And since this has no future Lavo, so there's no ability to bring it at any time, it'll never come to the Mishkan Hashem, and therefore it's not kosherly carved. Okay, the Gemara will ask the obvious question. Isn't this also included in El Petach Moed El Moed Lo Evio? The Mishnah is splitting it into two things. If it's the Tzar Mishtaleach of the Parat Chatat, we know it from, it has to say, Lo Evio El Moed, right? Petach Moed Lo Evio. Isn't that enough to be Memayet all things, such as Raveya, Nirva, and so on and so forth, that are not Roy Lobo? Okay, this we'll see in the Gemara, but we're not going to give the Gemara today. So these are not Chayim. Now, how about Balei Mumin? So Balei Mumin, so here you'd say, now, Balei Mumin that are not Kvuin do have a future. So they may one day be Roy Lobo. Nonetheless, there's no difference. Balei Mumin, Bein Balei Mumin Kvuin. Bein Baalei Mumin Ovrim, Shigrivan Bachutz, for the same reason you're Potter. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, actually, and this is the beginning of a series of items where clearly Rabbi Shimon has a different set of criteria for defining the Isser. So the first one is the question of Baalei Mumin that are Ovrim. Says Rabbi Shimon, look, I agree with you that Baalei Mumin Kvuim indeed are Pturim. But the Balmum over, now that's a difference, that's a whole different set. And over there you would be over below Ta'aseh, even though it's not a Chiyuv Karet. And we're going to see what it is that Rabbi Shimon holds soon in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will amplify his Mikorot in the Pasuk. Torim, now getting back to the Tanakam. Torim, other cases. Torim shalohi giyazmanam. Well, we have a lot of cases that are called mechusar zman. Now, there's two ways that something could be mechusar zman. Simple way is that the korban itself is not yet roi. So maybe it's not 7 days old. It has to be tachatimo, 7 days old. It could be that it's not, it's a ben yonah that is too old. Or it could be it's a tor that is too young. So a tor has to be sexually mature. And if it's not, then it's b'chus zman. So torim shelo higia zmana, or b'nei yonah, which are avar zmana. But they're out of the time in which they are suited. In those cases, if you kriv on b'chus patur, Rabbi Shimon says, well, now wait a minute. B'nei yonah avar zmanam, I agree with you. They have no future. But torim shelo higia zmanam do have a future. We're beginning to see a pattern here in Rabbi Shimon. So just like Baalei Mumin Ovrim, there I say you would be over on a lotasa. Okay, let's go back to Otov et Bino. Otov et Bino, where, again, you're not allowed to shech on the same day. But I mean, but you could shech tomorrow. Let's say you shech the aim on one day, you could shech the child the next day. Or, for that matter, any mechusar zman. You'd be potter, says Rabbi Shimon. Now, wait a minute. If it's a mechusar zman, I mean, Otov et Bino, wait until tomorrow. It's got a future. If it's mechusar zman, and obviously we need to explain, well, what do we mean by mechusar zman when we already said cases of torim shalo yigia zman? We're going to explain that in a minute. And in that case, Rabbi Shimon says, there too, I say, below taseh. And now again, we've clearly seen the pattern in Rabbi Shimon, and at this point the Mishnah speaks it out. Shurabi Shimon Omer, kol shurelu lo'ui lavo le'ach zman. If it's got a future to come, then even though there's no Chiyuv of Karet, it's a reza below ta'aseh, the inbo karet. Whereas the Chachomim say, look, there's no such animal, you know? Either it's entirely included, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Karet, which you agree does not apply here, or there's no Isser at all. So, kosher inbo karet, inbo lo ta'aseh. And in the Gemara, we're going to see what understanding of the Pasuk they are arguing about. Now, when we said Mechusar Zman a moment ago, okay, let us expand on the meaning of that term. So, see the quotation marks around the word Mechusar Zman. Quote, Mechusar Zman, unquote. Okay, what do we mean? We mean either a mechusis man begufo of the korban, but of course there could be a mechusis man bebaalah. Now a mechusis man bekorban could be something that hasn't been tachatimo shivat yamim. But there's also mechusis man where the korban is perfectly roy. It's just that the owner of the korban has not yet arrived at the point where he can bring this korban. We think of many examples of that. So we have the zav and the zava. Then the mitzorah, that they haven't reached their eighth day. So they haven't finished their sefirah. If it's not their eighth day, they can't bring their asham yet, right? Or we could have a yoledet who hasn't reached her 40th day, her 80th day. She gave birth to a nekeva. I mean, but all of those things, what it's not the amount of time that's important. What's important is there will be a point at which I can bring this animal as a korban, but not today. So let me give you the cases, says the Mishnah. We can have a mechusis man, either beguf or bebalav. When I say mechusis man bebalav, what do I mean? Well, you could have a zav, a zava, a yoledet, a mitzora, who would be makriv either their chatat or their asham. Now, none of these have an asham except the mitzora, but fine, we talk about whatever the korban is. The chat is for the zava and the yoledet. The asham also for the mitzora. If they're makriv, their chat is bechutz, and it's not yet the end of the period, then they're potter. On the other hand, if they bring their olot and their shlamim bechutz, even though the olot and shlamim, let the shlamim again, the only one where there's a shlamim is which one? A nazir. Uh-huh. You would bring an el nazir. Okay. And the olot, okay, the olot is also chayav an olah. But lemaisa, whenever you bring the olah, it's supposed to be at the same time that you could bring the other one. Nonetheless, you'd be chayav. Why? Because the olah and the shlamim could have been brought as a neder and a dava bifnim whenever you want. Fine, they won't be the carbon that you're bringing as your letter that there is a nazir. But you could certainly bring them as a carbon.
Not
now,
even according to the Tanakh, not Rabbi Shimon.
Yes, of course, the roi to bring right now. Not for this particular purpose. Well, what's the difference? I can bring them. But I cannot bring my Asha Matera. I don't have a right to bring an Asha Benedah Benedah.
Can bring in a dava?
Why not? You're wondering about whether a tame is mishaleach korban otav. Another issue, but the korban itself is ra'uy to be brought. So somebody bring it.
And it's still become mechusis man.
So it's not called mechusis man. That's the point. That you would be chayav on. So we're saying the olot and the shlamim bachutz you're chayav, but the osham or the chatas you'd be potur because there's no way to get that brought. Hamaale. Now moving on to the parts of the animals. Let's say you bring the basar of a chatat, which of course is not royal avot to the mizbeah, or the basar of an asham, or the basar of a shlamim, or a basar of kachim kachim, which is a shlamim zifchei shalmei tzibur, or a basar of kachim kalim, a regular shlamim, or a todah. Or you bring motar ha'omer. Now the omer does have a komitz that's brought on the mizbeach, but the remainders are eaten by the kohanim. Or you bring the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem are not at all brought on the mizbeach. Neither the lechem aponim themselves. I mean, it's the levonin that's about the lechem aponim. Or shiarei minachot, which are meant to be eaten. Or for that matter, you do avodot, such as the yitzika, which is the pouring of the oil onto the mincha. Potate pitib is you break the mincha, but the pieces to allow you to do kibitzah on those minachot that are cooked. Or habolel, where you mix the oil. Or moleach, you do the malicha of the bas or the mincha, whatever it is. Or you do tenufa. Or hagashah, there's hagashah of a mincha to the mizbeach. Or you fix up the shulchan bachutz. Or you're meitiv the neirot of the menorah bachutz. Or you do kmitza. Or you do kabbalah bachutz. Now, we said before, anything that you do, lasot, you think you're chayav on this, no, you're potter. Even though, lamaisa, it sounds like it's an avodah bachutz. It is an avodah bachutz. But remember, we have a common denominator between all the yisurim of aveda. Whether it's the yisur of zarut, or the yisur of a tamei, a kohen who's a tamei, or a kohen who's a pasul, or whatever, or doing it bachutz, the common denominator is, we learn this out from va'avadtam, which we learn to mean avodah tama. Only avodah tama is mechayev. Chutz, mechayev, mita, bidei shamayim on a zar, and so on and so forth. What is avodah tama? It's the avodah that's done with pep. Perfect. That was good, huh?
That practice.
I don't know. I think that what I think right now is that even if he were dead, he would do it.
It's reflex.
No, it's more than reflex. So what is avodah tama? Avodah tama is the end of the series. It's the conclusion. So it would only be the zrikas hadam that you're chayav on, even though you're not allowed to do it. So a zar can't do belila yetzika. But none of these things are the end of the story. Either you have the zrikat hadam, which is the end of the story of the dam, or you have the akrava of the emurim, which is the end of the story of emurim, or you have the bringing of the basar of the yayla. But those are the conclusions, things that are not conclusions, such as kabbalat hadam, yetzika, belila, hagosha, so on. Whether it's zevach or whether it's mincha, in all of these cases, you are potter. And therefore, it continues on the Mishnah to give the klal in this issue. Ein chayavin alav, lo mishum zarut, lo mishum tum'ah, lo mishum mechusar begadim. That doesn't mean you didn't ruin it. You may have ruined it, but there's no chiv. Lo mishum shelo rachut yadayim raglayim from the kiyor. Fine. That concludes the discussion of avodah b'chutz, which avodah. Now, when avodah is our next question. When is the period that is usher to be makriv b'chutz? Ad shelo hukam ha-mishkan. Now, before the mishkan was made in the midbar, there were korbanot that were brought. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu brought korbanot. Of course, he didn't use kohanim. He used the na'arei b'nei Yisrael. So those were b'chorot. At that time, the bamot were mutarot, the avodah was done with bechorot, everything was different. And there didn't seem to be too many rules, although we'll see that's a machloket of how many rules apply to the olah that was brought in the midbar prior. Mishu kama mishkan. But the moment that the mishkan was built and the rules were given, nesru abamot, that's the psukim el mishkan Hashem, el patach ha-moed, nesru abamot. Then the avodah was b'kohanim after the choice of Aaron HaKohen. And then kachay kachim were given a specific place to be eaten. They could only be eaten inside of the Azora. Kachim kalim could be eaten b'chol machaneh Yisrael. Okay. We come along to Gilgal, cross the Yarden, put the Olamoid in Gilgal for 14 years, seven of which were the war period, seven of which were the Chalukah period. Obviously, there was no Menucha at that point, because we hadn't settled down, and we were still in the process of defining the Nachala. And therefore, as it says, Lobate Marata Ela Menucha Vela Nachala, so once again, Hutru Habamot. And we're medayek that later from Isha Yashar Beinav Yaseh, that rather, you will be allowed during that period to be makriv chutz li'olmoid. But if that's the case, what was the point of putting the mishkan in Gilgal? That we'll discuss later. What is there any meaning to having a mishkan in Gilgal? Is it different than your backyard baba? So that would be the bamat atzibur. We're going to have to look into the question of what is the difference between a bamat yachid and a bamat zibur.
Same with
no. So Hutru will get there. Man, that's what we're going through history now. Hold on tight for all the years of history. Hutru habama. And what's the din there of achila? Well, actually, kachay kachim are still eaten lifnim and akeloim, which were around the Mishkan in Gilgal at the time. And kachim kalim could be eaten anywhere, because there were no mechitzas for kachim kalim. All of this we're going to derive later on. And bo le Shiloh, now, once you came to Shiloh, then that was the equivalent of the building of the Mishkan in the Midbar. So ne'asru habamot. But it wasn't really a Mishkan. Even though it was a partial Mishkan, in other words, it had the coverings that the Mishkan had. It didn't have a roof, lo hayasham tikra, but it didn't have any krashim. Instead, as we're going to learn from the pasuk, it's called abayit, it's called Beit Hashem Shiloh, instead of Mishkan Shiloh. And yet on the other hand, it's called Mishkan Shiloh. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, well, it was partially bayit, so that the walls were built of avanim. It was a Beit Avanim, milamata. But on top, it was still the Mishkan Shiloh, so that it used the yiriot. Vayiriot would be milamala. And that is what the pasuk was referring to when it said minucha. Kilobate marata el ha minucha. Obviously, during the 14 years where there's still kivush, there's wars going on, and nobody knows where they're going to be living, and everything is in court. I mean, you can imagine what's going on with Jews, you know, complaining about this is now, now that was meant to be your chelik and so on. And during those 7 years, first seven of which were fighting with the goyim, second seven was fighting with each other. And then came the sense of menucha, which is referred to El HaMenucha. But Mashba, Kilo Batem Arata El HaMenucha V'Nachala, that when you will come to the Menucha, then indeed, once again, you would not be able to bring the korbanos outside of the Makom of the Mishkan itself. So, okay, the Kachei Kadashim, obviously, were not brought in a Bamas Yachi because they can only be eaten B'Tocha Mechitzot. The Tocha Mechitzot will say, the truth is, Kosh Eino Nida V'Nida. Anything which you can't bring on your own, Kechol HaNachton HaSimpo, which is Isha Yashar Be'Enav, you can't bring the Korbanot Tzibur on your own. Those things, therefore, were never given to be brought on a Bama Kitana. We'll see later on that normatively we assume that there's no Mincha B'Bama, so all that would be, Nogeh would be an Eila, and Eila isn't eaten. So there's no question of whether you're eating it B'Toch HaMechitzot, that you can bring on your Bama. Chatas and Asham can never be bought. It's not Nida V'Nida. Can't bring that on your personal Bama anyway. And therefore, all that you're left with is essentially the Eila, which doesn't require machitzas for achila, and the kachim kalim, which you can eat anywhere you want. Okay, why don't we discuss where you eat maaser during those first 14 years? Because there wasn't any maaser. Yes. The maaser was only a chiyav after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Okay? But now, after Shiloh, we get into another issue, because at that point, really, there was a chiyav maaser. And therefore, we need to discuss a couple of things. First of all, where we spoke about where you could eat kachim kalim, it said b'chom makom. So there's two diukim we need to make here. We're not going to be talking about kol makom anymore, and we are going to talk about maaser. So let's see how we discuss it. The yiriot milamata milamalam v'yaita menucha. The din was kachim kachim nechol ifni menakiloyim. Kachim kalim maaser sheni were not eaten in a chotzer, and here for the first time you mention Maaser Sheni, but they were eaten b'chol haro'eh. As long as you could see from the place where you were standing, sitting, you could see that Mishkan Shiloh, that was the furthest distance that you were allowed to eat. And we learned this out from a pasuk that makes achila dependent in re'iyah. And this, of course, as the Gemara points out later, is because it's Yosef's Mishkan, and Yosef's keach was re'iyah, the one who was free of ayin hara, because of the fact that his eyes wouldn't lead him to take that which wasn't his. He can be Eicha b'kol haro'eh. Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, and we then moved to Nov. This is for now. All that period of Nov, 13 years, Nov is destroyed by Shaul, and we moved to Givon. That's for over four decades. Once we're Nov and Givon, once again the Bamot became Mutar, and that's because the Torah says specifically El HaMenucha ve'El HaNachala, which means that there were two stages between which there's Heter HaBamot. So during the period between Mishkan Shiloh and the building of the Beit HaMikdash, Kotche Kotchem Ne'echolim Lefim HaNachala, and there too, Bamos are Mutar. However, the only thing you could bring would be the Eila. Anything else, because that was Yosher, but any you could bring a bit of Dava, but anything else had to be brought in Mishkan, in the Bamas HaTzibur, whether that was either in Nov or in Givon. You would eat the Kachim Lefin Malkaloyim, and Kachim Kalim, it no longer says B'chol Makom, it says B'chol Arei Yisrael. And that's because during the period of Sheva Shekim, Sheva Sheva, there were no Arei Yisrael yet, because there hadn't really been a Nachala. So we're very, very midayik on our lashon here. B'chol makom, and over here, we don't call it makom, we call it Arei Yisrael. Those karbanas that were tzibur karbanas could only be brought in the makom of the Mishkan. But you yourself could only bring personal korban. And then, too, only korbanos that you were able to be knight of Anita. Now, after this, of course, Bola Yerushalayim. Once Bola Yerushalayim, Nesru Abamot, V'lo Hayalem Od Heter. This, of course, is the statement that the Kedusha was permanent in Yerushalayim. And that was called Nachala. Kilobatem Adata, El HaMenucha Ve'El HaNachala. And from then we have the standard halacha that we've been talking about all along here, in which kachim kachim and acholim lefnim and akeloim, kachim kalim maaser sheni are eaten lefnim and acholim of Yerushalayim. Now there's a difference between the transitional stage, because remember that kol hakodeshim shikdishan b'shat isur habamot. This goes all the way back to the beginning of the sukkah. So if you were magdish, not during a transition. You're makrish b'shati sura b'mod. You're makrish b'shati sura b'mod b'chutz. Okay, that's the classic case. Over there, you're over on the asay of the heviyum la Hashem, and you're over on the lotas, which is yishamer lecha pen tala lotecha, which is yishamer the pen is a lashon of a lav, and you're chayev and alav karet because it says benichrat. Okay. That was the classic dinim in Achrimot. Higdishan b'sha'at hetera b'mot. V'ikrivan b'sha'at isura b'mot. Now there we had a whole remes to the et ha, the dafka, the Torah says, asher heim makrivim al pnei hasadeh, shall no longer be brought up pnei hasadeh, which is mashma. That at the time that you were makish, it was really roy to be brought up pnei hasadeh, as we learned earlier. That can't be done anymore. So that's a new law. And that new law, it never says v'nichrat, on the contrary. We learn out zot lehem v'lo acheret lehem, remember? Only this new law applies, but the original v'nichrata does not apply. That is only where it was hukdash b'shat yisra b'amot and hukrav b'shat yisra b'amot. And therefore, you're left with a mitzvah taseh and a new mitzvah lo taseh, but ain't chayavin alav karet. In that case, remember, there is no chiyav karet because we darshaned that in the end, where only says the lav, tiye zot lahem. Higdishan b'shat yisra b'amot. How about the other way around? You made a neder, the dova, during the time of Shiloh. And now Shiloh is destroyed. You want to bring your carbon in your own backyard now, because there's no longer any Shiloh. What would be the din? Well, you would have a chiyuv, because after all, this is what you were makrif to bring. So now you're mechuyev to bring what you were makrif to bring originally, but there's no lav anymore because now is not the time where it's usher to be makrif. That's a very good question. Let's see how the whole sugya develops in the Gemara. All of this we could have mind avi during that period. But it's a wonderful question. And there's no lotas. Obviously, there's no karet. There's no lotas. We don't even need to discuss. Now, that's about when. Now, let's talk about which. Which things are brought on a bama? Which things are brought on a bama tzibur? Ve'elu kodashim krevim b'mishkan. In any of these mishkanot that we called Mishkan and Gilgal, or the Mishkan of Novi Givon, at the time when you could be bringing other karbanos in your backyard. Well, first of all, any kachim that were hugdishu l'mishkan, which would be all the karbanot tzibur, by definition, were over there. If you bring Karbanot Zibur, then even if you don't say, I want to bring this in the Mishkan, by definition, you can only bring the Karbanot Zibur in that Mishkan, because it's not up to you to bring. And for that matter, even if you made a Karban Yochid, and you said at the time that you were Magdash it, that I mean to bring this in Mishkan Hashem, so the Karbanot HaYachid, so that the Hukdashul Mishkan, that would be B'Mishkan. The normal Karban HaYachid, which is Stam, meant to be brought in your backyard, that could be brought in a Boma. But if you actually said Karbanot HaYachid, that you said at the time that you're Magdashit, that you want to give it to the Mishkan, Yakrivu B'Mishkan. But that's only in terms of the din of the matter. I mean, if you went ahead and were makrif in an Obama, you were a potter, but you weren't Yotze or Kiev of the Neder because you had made a condition to bring it in a Mishkan. But that's a different thing. Let's not confuse what it is that you committed yourself to do with the dinim of where you're allowed to do it. That's a completely different question. So, imi krivam b'bama patur. Now, in terms of the avodas that define the nature of the carbon bifnim versus the nature of the carbon bachut, what would be the difference between the way that you would bring a carbon in a bamas tibur, a mishkan, and the way you would bring a carbon in your backyard? We've already seen some of those issues. We've said a number of times, well, zarut ol v'huter b'bama, or place ol v'huter b'bama. But the differences here all are like this. First of all, there's no smicha on a korban in your backyard. There's no din of shchitat safon. There's no safon, obviously, in your backyard. If you're bringing a oila as a gift, it wouldn't matter where you would be shechitin. There's no din of taking the dam and making sure it gets all around the Mizbeach. Now, this idea of Shnayim Shein Arba, obviously there's no Chata, so we can't be talking about literally Saviv. But we mean Saviv in the sense of Shnayim Shein Arba. There's no Tnufa and Hagosha on Minachot. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, what Minachot? There were no Minachot. Ein Mincha Bevama. Getting back to the list. There's no Kahuna on the Bama Ketana. And obviously then there's no Big Day Sharet. There's no Kli Sharet, which we've been discussing all along. That was Nogea, our issue about the Shlosh Lugin Yayin. There's no din of Reach Nichoach, so that if you bring a carbon on your personal Bama and you'd made it a barbecue, then put it on the Bama, it would also be outside. Whereas on the Mizbeach Hashem, it has to be brought to Reach Nichoach, and therefore it can't first be prepared off of the Mizbeach.
No searing the meat.
Right. And there's no chuta sikran, there's no up, bottom, there's no bechitza for the dummy that separates the top of the Mizbeach from the bottom of the Mizbeach. That was only a din of the Mizbeach itself. And there's no din of washing your hands, there's no richutz yadayim v'raglayim, which would have passed the carbon for the passed the kohen. But the things that are the same, and even though we said, remarkably, that there's no din of a mechitza, there's no din of a mechitza in space, but there's still din of a mechitza in time, and therefore a machsheves chutz lezvanai creates pigol, even on kachim bachutz. And the truth is, of course, that pigol is always a virtual notar, and there is notar bachutz, because there's a mechitza of time. So a notar, or the din of the person being makriv, that there's an isser of tuma, that is shavim bezel bezeh, that's not limited to a bomas tzibor, that's true about a bamat yachid as well, even bishat terabamot. Chatat shikibel dama bekos echad. Natan bachutz v'chazav natan befnim, befnim v'chazav natan bachutz chayav. Shekulo ro'ui befnim, kibel dama b'shtei kosot, atat shneem befnim patur. Shneyam bachutz chayav, echad befnim, echad bachutz patur for some reason. Echad bachutz v'chad befnim, chayav alachitzon, and befnim is bechaper. L'ma davar dome, l'ma frish chatato v'yavda v'frish acher tachter, v'yachar kach nimtzeit harishona. Now, are shteyan omdot. So if you're shochet shteyan befnim patur, shteyan bachutz chayav, v'chad befnim v'chad bachutz patur, and echad bachutz v'chad befnim, chayav alachitzonam, v'pnim v'nim chaper, exactly the same thing. If you shochet both befnim, then kishim shedama poteret besara, kachi poteret et besar chaverta. From Me'ila, we're talking about. So bishlama bachutz, v'chazav natan befnim. Okay, kulo ro'u liyot befnim. But befnim means bringing all the dam. And then halan bachutz, it's just shirai. Why you chayv? Omani Rebbe Nechemi. Diomer shiorei adam shikriv on bachutz chayav. I Rebbe Nechemi, I'm a seifa. Kibel doma b'shnei kosot, natan shneem b'fnim patur, shneem b'chutz chayav, echa b'fnim v'echa b'chutz patur, why? It's just shirayim. V'yomer Reb Nechemi shiyori adam shikrim b'chutz chayav. Ah, it's not just shirayim. Because the seifa is going a little bit of Tanakam, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, d'yomar kos ose d'ichui l'chaviro, l'ma adover dome, l'ma frish katatov yavda, v'yifrish acher tachteha, what is this? Oh, the Kiddush is a money Rebbe. And the Mishnah is pointing out that it's only because it was Avuda, and then you found it. But if you were mafrishtecha to'ot la'achrayut, then nothing goes wrong with bringing one in terms of the other one, because there was always understanding that chorimineo miikor was meant to be an oila. Kiruvun amarav, amarvun amarav, osham, shenitek l'ri'iya, where you're a shochet, the actual animal, and don't wait for the moon, it's actually kosher la'ola, which means that that's what the chatas is too. Wait a minute, man. Hatam asham zachar va'ola zachar. But a chatat is a nekeva. Omer chia miustinia, there is such a thing as a chatat zachar, right? So you're nasi. Hadron alacha shochet viha ma'am. Parat chatat. She sorfa chutz begita, v'chein sigur mishtaraya, she kriv bachutz. Patur, she nema vel petach lo moed, lo hevi yo. Koshen roi lo vo petach lo moed, en chayom ino. הרובה והנרבב המוקצה והנבד והמחיר והתנן והכלאיים והטריפה ויוצא דופן שהקריבם בחוץ פטור שם לפני משכן השם. כל שאין רואה לבוא לפני משכן השם, אין חייב ואין עלה. בעלי מומים, בין בעלי מומים קבועים, בין בעלי מומים עוברים, שהקריבם בחוץ פטור. רבי שמעון אומר, בעלי מומים קבועים פטור, בעלי מומים עוברים חייב. ולא תעשה. תורים שלא הגיע זמן ובני יונה שעבר זמן שקוראים בחוץ פטור, שמנעוואל, בני יונה שעבר זמן המייז, פטורים שלא הגיע זמן, איז בלא תעשה, נו קראת. אותו ואת בנו מחוץ לזמן פטור, רבי שמעון אומר, נו, הרי זה בלא תעשה, because רבי שמעון אומר, in all these cases, three cases, כל שהוא ראוי לבוא לאחר זמן, הרי זה בלא תעשה, בן אין בו קראת. וכחומים אומרים, כל שאין בו קראת, there is no middle stage, זה אין בו לא תעשה either. Now, המחוסר זמן, בין בגופו, בין בעליו, what do I mean by saying מחוסר זמן בבעליו? Well, it could be a זוב, it could be a זוב, a יולדת, a בצורה, שיגרבו חטאתם והשמם during the time of the ספירה, before the end, either the 8th day, the 40th day, the 80th day, whatever the deal is. And you bring the chatas or the ashram in the case of the mitzvah b'chutz, patur. If you bring the ol and the shlomi b'chutz, you're chayev because you could bring an ol and shlomi at any time inside. Hamale mi besar chatat mi besar asham mi besar kachim 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 referring to zifre shalmit sibur besar kachim kalim of shlomi mentaida or maser and so on. Motara omer shtei alechem lechem aponim shiorei menachot. Or some of those yotzeik potet molel of a mincha or moleach either mincha or zevach. Meinifu megish a mincha misaderet hashulchan meitivet haneirot bachutz the komets mekibol domim bachutz. All of these cases are potter because it's not the avodat tama. אין חייבין עליו ולא משום זרות ולא משום תומה ולא משום בחוץ בגודים ולא משום שלא רוח חוץ ידיים ורגליים. עד שלא הוקם המשכן היו הבמות מותרות ועבודה בבחורות. ומישהו קם המשכן נאסרו הבמות ועבודה בכהנים קודשי קודשים לאכול ולפנים על הכלואים וקודשים קלם בכל מחנה ישראל. בואו לגלגל, once again, נהוטרו הבמות, קודשי קודשי בני החולם לפנים מהכליים אף גלגל, קודשי קלם בכל מקום. בואו לשילו, oh, once again, נעשו הבמות, and it too is a mishkan, but it's also a bayit. So לא היה שם תקרה, אלא בית אבנים בלבד מלמטה, and יריות מלמעלה. And that's what the pasuk was referring to when it said על המנוחה. קודשי קדשים נאכל נפתים נקלויים, and קודשים קלם המעשה שני are eaten nearby as long as it's within seeing range. So בכל הרואה. בואו לנו וגיוון, הותרו הבמות. קודשי קודשים נאכל נפתים נקלויים, קודשים קלם בכל הרי ישראל. בואו לירושלים, נעשו הבמות, ולא היה להם עוד יותר. והיא הייתה נחלה, in the פסוק אל המנוחה ואל הנחלה. קודשי קודשים נאכל לפי מהכלאים, קודשי קלם עשר שני לפי מחומת בירושלים. כל הקודשים שקדישם בשעת עשרה במות, ויקרבם בשעת עשרה במות, that is, בחוץ, that is the standard din. It's an עשה, it's a לא תעשה, and it's ונכרתה. But, הקדישם בשעת התרה במות, ויקרבם בשעת עשרה במות, בחוץ, then there is an עשה and a לא תעשה, but there's no חייב כרת, because the Torah is makbin on zot lahem. Higdishan b'shat yisura b'mot, v'hikrivan b'shat hetera b'mot, hare elubase lehevi'am, you're still supposed to bring them, but there's no iser, because the shat hetera b'mot, and certainly no karet. Which kachim are kremim b'mishkan? Kachim shukdashulon mishkan. So that's karbonat sibur, are kremim b'mishkan. The karbonat yachid can be brought in any b'mot, b'shat hetera b'mot, and there is, however, one case where you have Karbonat HaYachid that you were specifically makdish for purposes of bringing to the Mishkan. So there, obviously, you need to be makdish in the Mishkan to be Yotzi Yedei Chovah, but im ikrivan b'bama, you're potter. Ma b'im b'mat yachid b'mat zibur, in terms of the avodot, Well, the differences would be smicha, shchitas tzofen, matan domim saviv u'shnayim shein arba, tenuf avaga shana mincha, Rabbi Yirama, well, forget about the mincha, man, ein mincha bavoma. Kihun, bigdei sharet, kli sharet, reach nichoach on the meat, mechitza, ledomim, which didn't exist b'chutz, mechitza yadayim raglayim, but the zman, meaning makshavet pigul, and the actual zman of notar, and the isra of big mak of betuma, are shavim bezelvis, and...
The following is the graph from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Briefly review the Mishnah on Daf Kufin Aleph Amud Beis that we did yesterday, so that it makes sense for continuation. The Mishnah says that Chata Shekibel Dano Bekeis Echad, in the case where you were makabel the dam of the Chatas in one kos. So then that dam, if you first give it bechutz, I mean, obviously you're going to be chayav. You brought what was supposed to be b'fnim, bechutz. Whether you were cause of anasim bifnim is irrelevant to us. Bifnim, if you first brought a bifnim, a cause of anasim bachutz, you're chayav. Now that's strange, because if you bring it bachutz, then already the dam is not right to be brought, bifnim, the dam is not no longer needed on the mizbeah. Therefore, it shouldn't be chayav bachutz. So we said yesterday, it appears to be going to Nechem, who holds that shirayim rama'akri. So even though this is shiori adam, if you bring shiori adam bachutz, you're chayav. But on the other hand, if you were mekabel dama b'shtei kosot, so you have now two separate cups, and you gave, put both of those cups bifnim. So then, you of course, I mean, we're just saying this to keep the Mishnah parallel, obviously, you're planter, I mean, you brought everything bifnim. If you brought both of them b'chutz, you're chayev. What's more, if there was a helem in a time, you'd be chayev on both. You'd be chayev on two separate katos, because as soon as you put the first kos bechutz, the second kos is now the one that you're supposed to be bringing bifnim. So when you bring the second one bechutz, now that one was being brought shalokidin bechutz. So you could really be chayav twice if there was a helam in between over here. Echad bifnim v'yachad bechutz. But strangely, in this case, if you brought one of the kosos inside and the other one outside, you would be poter. Whereas if it was all in one kos, you would have been chayav, apparently because you're chayav on shirayim. Shirayim are ma'akvin. Now, why are they not ma'akvin if they're in two kosot? Strange. Okay. That's something we're going to have to discuss. Echad b'chutz v'echad bifnim. If you bring one outside, so you're chayav on the one outside. If you bring the one then inside, then the achitzon is chayav and the pnimi is b'chaper. Because you didn't passel the pnimi by bringing the other kos outside. In other words, one kos doesn't passel the other kos. I wasn't motzi the dam, so it's not possible to yotzei. So why would it be possible? Just because it's also dam, it was in a separate kos. So there you could both have a kosher carbon and be chayev on halas chutz in terms of the zrika. The ma davar domeh, you know what this is like? This is like being ma'afish a carbon chatas. The avda, then the chatas is lost. Then your makrish, another chatos taking place, and you find the one that was lost. So now you have two chatos in front of you, okay? You got to decide what to do. If you go ahead and you shecht both of them, bifnim, so you're potter. More disappear from
you? No, I took a whole time to go back, but it's down in the street.
Okay, if you bring both of them bakut, you're chayev, and again in this case, you would be chayev, just like on the shtei kosot, you could be chayev for both, because the first one that you bring bachutz was very likely bifnim. Now that you bring it bachutz, it's fossil, so now you don't have another backup chatas, you only have the other chatas. That other chatas is now the one that you're supposed to be bringing bifnim. If you go ahead now and bring that one bachutz, you're going to be chayev on that one. Achas bifnim v'achas bachutz. And here too, very interesting, once you bring one chatas bifnim, If you bring the other one to chutz, you're potter. The reason for that is because once I chose that chatas, I'm now being matzah the other chatas because I become a person who is mechupar with another chatas. And a chatas in ischap rubalov with a chatas acher, that chatas that remains is mesa. Since I'm ready to be matzah with 15, it's one of the chatas and mesas. The Mishnah's claiming that this is the equivalent thing when it comes to the kos. Because if I took one of the kosot and I brought it 15, then the other kos that I bring puts is potter. Okay, so we're comparing these two cases. Even though obviously a kos, I mean, it doesn't become a chatas amesas, it seems to be a rather weak comparison. Akas b'chutz v'akas b'fneim. First you bring one b'chutz, then you want to bring b'fneim. So then you're chayav on the one b'chutz, and then the one b'fneim is b'chaper, because the one b'chutz obviously is not roy to be b'chaper, so you're left with the gather carbon. And that's very similar to the case of the kosot that we have. The k'shem shedama poteres b'sara, in the same way that the dam patters the me'ila, the zrika patters anything that's left, the basar that was going to be given to the kohanim. Once it has the Shas Heterman, the Kohanim, it becomes now Potter from Me'ila. But interestingly enough, it also potters the Buster of the other Katas, even though that Katas is Pasal, in the case where I shefted both of them Bifnim, because it makes the other Katas a Katas that was Niskapru Baaleha, and even though you're not allowed to be Nene from a Katas HaMesa, you're not Chayav Me'ila on a Katas HaMesa. Now, Tosis learns this is only though they're nishkat bevatachas. If they weren't nishkat bevatachas, then it's you can't now turn around and retroactively turn one into a chatash and nishkar. That's because if I was shekta the first one, then that was the one that was on between the three. It doesn't matter anymore. Fine. Okay, so now let's get to the Gemara. This is the mission we did yesterday. Says the Gemara, I understand getting that to the first case. You say that if you were makabel the dam b'kos echad, we don't have another Gemara for Richie here? Okay, so if we were makabel the dam b'kos echad, so if you gave it b'chutz, and then you were chazav anosan b'fnim, well, fine, I understand that, because then all of the dam in that kos, kulo ra'ui liyot b'fnim, all of it should have been brought inside, you brought it outside, so fine, so fine. I don't get the other case. Then you say, but if you first bring the dam bifnim, and then you're malat b'chutz, you're also chayav. Well, why is that? If I first bring the dam bifnim, so then I already was mechaper. If now what I have left is only shirayim, so if I bring shirayim b'chutz, why am I chayav for bringing shirayim b'chutz? If shirayim anyway are just shiyarim mitzvah, as we said yesterday. Ah, says the Gemara, because you're going to win the chayav. Rabbi Nechemya holds that Shiyari Hadam Shikrimah Bafutsa Chayav, because according to Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim are indeed Bakrin, as we saw yesterday. So that would make sense. But Tosis points out that really actually was a very simple way of getting out of this. And what it could have been talking about is the, when it says Nosan Bifnim, it means Nosan Mixas Hadam Bifnim. So you gave one of the four, two of the four, three of the four. Now, even though the last one is not ma'akev, the last three are not ma'akev, once you give one matana, it's already ma'akev. However, the Gemara said earlier that since l'chatchila you're mekuyev to be ma'akev, so it would be considered to be roi b'fnim, just like Eivarim, the Pidorim, it's not the equivalent of Shirayim. So why couldn't we just say it's talking about Shikrimon b'fnim means some of it b'fnim, but not all of it, to leave over the Shirayim. Now, we would get rid of the Shirayim problem before. The truth is that we could, but since in the second case, where we have the case of Shtei Kosot, the case of Shtei Kosot clearly is totally Shirayim. So you use the Dham in one coast, did the Matnas the Dham in that coast, you weren't planning on doing anything with this coast. And nonetheless, we talked about what the din would be of bringing the second coast Bachutz. So it's reasonable to assume that the Mishnah of the year in Kos Echad. It's a contrast to the case of Shtei Kosos. I mean, that's the main point. And therefore, probably, it's referring over here to Nosan Bifnim, everything that you needed to bring, other than the Shirayim. And nonetheless, it's saying that Shirayim is Chayav. Okay, so it's going according to Mechem. Yeah, therefore, well, it's Shir Adam, Shikrim Bukut's Chayav. So now the problem is, how do we explain the contrast of the two cups? Because in the case of the two cups, it's also Shirayim.
On the other hand, the Sefer says if you were makabel the dam of one chatas and two separate cups, natan shneihem bifnim patur. So you brought both cups, obviously that's what you're supposed to. You brought shneihem bakutz, you would be chayev. We point out you could be chayev on both, actually. Echad bifnim, but if you bring one cup inside and one cup outside in that order, then you're potter. Why are you potter? I thought Rebbe Nechemya holds that Shiori Adam Shikrimo Bechutz Chayim. So isn't what's left in the second cup Shirayim, that if I wanted to now, in the same way, I could have brought this down on the Mizbeah. So now the Shiori Adam, I could pour out on the Mizbeah. Well, what's not good if the Shiori Adam was in the other cup? The original Matzana was from the other cup, and the Shirayim is in the second cup. And yet, the same Rebbe Nechemya, we certainly didn't switch tanas in the middle, did we? I mean, we're contrasting one cup with two cups. So what's the nafkamina if it's in a second cup? If you're telling me, according to Rebbe Nechemya, that Shiori Adam, the Omer Rebbe Nechemya, Shiori Adam Shikrima Bechutz, Chayim! Now, I'd explain that. Third, the Gemara, the Nusach over here, the Gersh is a little bit messed up, but it should say is, Man Tana de Poligale de Rebelos Rebbe Shimon. Kais Esach Avera Dichle Rebbe Nechemya Yi. The point of the mission is to tell me that the author of the Shita that argues in Tmura with Rebelos Rebbe Shimon, who holds exactly that, that if you have two kosas, you can bring the Shirayim from the second kosa. What's the difference? So you brought the original down from the first kosa, and now you bring the Shirayim from the second kosa. The whole point that we're trying to make over here is that you see, I'll leave it to Rebbe Nechemya, for all the Shirayim or Ma'akrin, the second coast is not Shirayim. Because in having chosen the first coast to bring the Matanais, you were deich at the second coast now for being Shirayim also. It's nothing. That's the point. So according to him, even though Shirayim are normally Ma'akrin, this ain't the Shirayim because it's in the wrong coast. And therefore, it's coming to tell me, Agav, a very interesting halacha, the same Rebbe Nechemya, who holds that Shirayim Rama Akim, nonetheless, would hold when there's two kosas, and the second kosas is not Shirayim, when I use the first kosas to be Mechad. The information of the density of the Mishnah is much more than we thought. So, Yod's kos osedirchui l'chavero, the use of one kos, is matka, the second kos, and it's now no longer roi to be anything, even Shirayim. And then we go ahead and we say, Maha davar domeh. You know what this is like? It's like somebody was mafresh two chatas, or he lost the chatas, and then he was mafresh another chatas, and then he found the other chatas, and now he's got two chatas. It's a whole long spiel over here. And what exactly is it adding? I mean, because it's certainly, you're not going to tell me that the justification for saying that the case Eiser Kavera Bifli is the equivalent of making a Chatas Hameisa, a Chatas Hameisa. I mean, come on. You know, that's, what's the connection between them? So what is this whole thing then? So L'mah Adavar Domeh, unquote, long. What's that there for? It doesn't add anything meaningful. I mean, all it's showing me is that there's a very fascinating superficial similarity to the case where instead of two kosot, it's also two chataot. I mean, what's the point? The point is beautiful. Because notice how the Mishnah stresses the fact that I had lost the Korban Chatos, was mafresh and other chatos to back up, found the original Korban Chatos, and now I have two korbanot. And now, if I went in and I brought one, now I'm going to be matka the other one. And therefore, I won't be chayav of bringing the other one. Right? Oh, problem is, what if I hadn't lost the first one? Why is it going to home Megillah? I lost the first one, was matkish of replacement, then found the first one. Suppose I just went ahead, I'm a very careful guy, and I always have fail-safe systems. So when I was mopping my chatas, I said, look, this is my chatas, this is a backup in case anything happens. This chatas would have another animal handy. For a chatas, that's called meisa chatas. For some reason, the mission scrupulously avoids a simple, straightforward case like that, where a guy had a backup for a chatas, which would have been much more similar to the case of shtei kosot. Shtei kosot, start off with shtei kosot, we're going to go through this rigmarole. So therefore, that's exactly what the point of the mission is. That Hamani Rebbe, the Yomar Avuda, Bisha'at HaFrasha, Meita. Only if at the time that you were mafrish, the second one, that then the first one was avud, that's called pechat v'sameisa. But a chatas that's a backup as mosarot and was never taken the place of something lost is not one of the chatos hamesos, according to Rebbe. And therefore, what the Mishnah is stressing is exactly that chiddush, Rofi Koma. Taima, the only reason that we're telling you that this is similar to the case of the shtei kosos is because it was an avudah. And therefore, when you're makriv one, you turn the other one into a chatos hamesa. But if initially he frished a chata ot la'achrayut, you set aside two chatos and then you choose one of them, then the understanding is that the one that will be left is meant to be brought as motarot, namely for kayet hamizbeah, as an eilas nedava, really, nidvas tibur. And it goes to motarot, just like an asham does. And it's not included in the chamesh chatzot ametot because it was originally taken into consideration b'shat ha'prasha. And that's what the Mishnah is doing over here. It's telling me something that is entirely unrelated. It was pretending to be telling me something over here. The real point of the Mishnah is to show the closest comparison you can get, if you weren't talking about two kosot, but two animals, would be a case where the animal had been initially lost, but not where you had initially set it up, that you would have moser chatzos were over there. We take into consideration up front that whichever one is not the one that you're going to use is going to be used for taking an eula out of it. Once it was passed that an arsham has to be set aside to allow it to get a mum, and then you're supposed to use its value to buy a carbon eula with. Now this guy, instead of waiting for it to get a moon, he just went ahead and he shechted it. And shachato stam, or whatever it's meant to be. It's an ola. Because the very fact that it was menatek it, and pasker that it needed to get a moon, that took off its din of asham, it says asham he. Right, so asham hu, so it needs to remain an asham. But once I was menatek it, it's no longer an asham. So it's kashala ola. So year two, the remaining chatas would be essentially an eila. Oh, well, that's very interesting, because there's a little minor problem. I mean, an eila is a male, and a chatas is a female. And I understand an asham can be an eila. Now, how the heck could a chatas turn into an eila? So, me dummy, us of asham zakar, va'ola zakar. But a chatas is a nekevan. Amrekiyam yustinia b'sa'ir nasi. It's referring over here to a chatas zakar, namely a sayer nasi, where the nasi was mafresh two for achrayus. The sayer, of course, is a zakar. And in that case, when he chooses one, the other one is nitek l'riyaz motarot. Fine. But if someone went ahead and actually shechted it, it would be exactly the same as a motar asham, interestingly enough. And this is not called one of the chamesh chatzot ametot, even though, in fact, the violin was miskaper with another one. Doesn't matter. That's not what was referred to. It's only a chatas that was lost that the violin was miskaper with another one. That is the chataot hametot. Fascinating, fascinating. Adren Allah hashochet behama'ale.
Li neder. Samjunda hayuke perek achrita.
Oh, there we go. A new diak every day keeps the doctor away. And that's it, huh? You definitely achieved your purpose. Which is waking up. This is it. We're coming around the bend. That's it. And not only that, but we're going to have the entire Prakim's Mishnayos all in one big Mishnah up front. So hold on your hats, because we're going to keep going the rest of the daf and the whole Mishnah. Paras Chatas. Paras Chatas, we know, is the Paraduma. The reason we call it Paras Chatas is because it refers to it as a Chatas, which gives it certain dinim, kumras, as a Chatas. So you might think that Lamaisa, if you went ahead and you shechted it in the wrong place, instead of shechting it Lamizrach Yerushalayim with the whole thing, you took it to Beit Shan and you shechted a Paraduma. Maybe that's the equivalent of bringing a carbon bachutz. Comes on the Mishnah to tell me no. A paras chatas is arfach chutz migita. The gita means it's like a depression in the ground where it was burned in order to be able to collect the ash. Patur. Even though these things were obviously not meant to be done with them, what you did to them, you still potter on akravaschutz, because as it says in the pasuk, ve'el petach oel moed lo hediyo, and these things were not roy lavo el petach oel moed. The Sar Mishlech wasn't meant to come into the oel moed. The Parat Chatas wasn't meant to come into the oel moed, and therefore kol roy lavo lo petach oel moed. You're chayav on because ain roy lavo el petach oel moed in chayavim alav. Now, there's also further dinim along this line. Haroveya, Bahanirva, Bahamukse, Bahanevad, Bahamasir, Vahetznan, Bahkilayim, Bahtrefa, Vyotseidov. Now, these are all the type of psulim that affect the nature of the animal itself. It's not called psulo bekadesh, even if it happened while it was already mekudesh, but it's a thing that is a psul stam in the suitability of this animal's being kodesh. So therefore, a roveya or a nirva or a muksha for avodas kechavim was actually nevad for avodas kechavim, or it is a mafir for a dog. Somebody purchased it with a dog, or had been used. It was actually the money that was being paid to a harlot, or it was kilayim. So it was the child, let's say, of a tayash and a rachel that made it together cross species. V'hatrefa, it's not roy to be a carbon. Yotzei dofen, it says ki yivaleid, not where it was delivered by Caesarean. And in all of these cases that you were mocked with, but would you be part of? Because it has to be something that is mifnei mishkan Hashem. So the Zelotezach Oel Moed Lo Yikrivola Avion LeKorban LaHashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. So Kol Shein Roi Lovo Lifnei Mishkan Hashem En Chayavim Alav. The Gemara is going to ask, why do we need the second part of the Pasuk? What was wrong with the first part of the Pasuk? El Pesach Oel Moed Lo Yikrivola. This wasn't right to come to the Pesach Oel Moed. Why do we need to say Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, that's the things that are being brought. Lifnei Mishkan Hashem doesn't seem to be saying any more than we knew before. Ba'alim Umin. Now, if the animal has a mum, and it doesn't matter whether it's a bal mum kavua, in which case it's bal machaya, ever to a carbon, or it's a bal mum over, which right now is not shaya, but I mean, with the passage of time, it would have been roy to be brought maybe the pesach ha'omoreh. Sheikrivan bachutz, you are potter, because the current status is that it's not roy the pesach ha'omoreh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends. Bale mum kavuim. But a Balmum over, you are, I agree now that you're not, there's no Chiyuv of Koras. However, I'm going to show you, and we'll see in the Gemara, that there is a Isser Lota Aseh, and that Lota Aseh you didn't get out of. So it would be Otser as a Lota Aseh, but we'll see what the Din is Agave, the Koras. Torim shelo igiyaz manam. Now the difference between a Tor and a Ben Yona is that, as the name implies, Ben Yona means that it's young, it's a child. A Tor implies that it's an adult. Now it's not the same species, but nonetheless, the Tor means the adult of the species of Torim. The Ben Yona means the young of the species of Yoni. And the Gemara says that the Shi'ur is actually a change in the coloration around the beak, which shows it's a, well, you're right, it's a, it's like the hairs on the beak, yeah.
In these birds, you can see that the neck coloration.
So the Tfilas Hatziyuv, as the Gemara's, the Mishnah's Lashon elsewhere, the Tfilas Hatziyuv, Bezeh Bezeh, passes. So once it becomes sexually mature with the Torah, if it's only the Tfilas Hatziyuv, there's two stages. The Tfilas Hatziyuv is too old for a Ben, although it's not quite mature for a Torah, and after that it changes completely. So both of these would be fossil in their current state. And, I mean, you also have the same issue over here, because according to the Tanna Kamma, I mean, all you have to do is wait a little, and the Torah will be kosher. I mean, it's sort of like the Balmum Over, right? So Rabbi Shimon indeed argues here too, and he says, well, I understand that Ben Yonah that's too old is not going to be young again, but a Torah that is too young, that's sort of a mumo there. I mean, you're very quickly not too young. So Torim Shaloi Diazmana, that's below Tasa, again. Now you have the same case of Oto Vedbina, or Muklis or Zman. Let's say you ejected one of the Oto, or the Bino. Now you have to, the rest of the day you're not allowed to check the other one, right? If you check the mother, you can't check the child, or vice versa. So, okay, you'd have to wait until tomorrow. But you didn't wait until tomorrow. You want to check with it before. Or it was Muklis or Zman. Torah says you need Shibas Yamim. Tachasimo. You checked it before the Shibas Yamin. So it wasn't kosher to the Mizbeah. Therefore, you would be potter. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, I mean, you could have waited. So it would have been kosher. So tomorrow would be kosher. So that's also, that maybe not be a current, but it's certainly a lotase. So Hare said the lotase. Should Rabbi Shimon omer? Rabbi Shimon says the rule is that kosher novi lavo achar zman. If the mice something was suitable to come, and it was just a question of waiting until it was suitable, it has a din of a lav, but there's no karis on it, and therefore I keep telling you that at least say, I mean, you could say you're potter, meaning you're potter from karis, you're potter from achatas, but there is an isur lav on it. There's no karis, there's no lav either. We'll see in the Gemara what my focus is. Now, by the way, when we said Mechusar Zman, I mean, the simple way of talking about Mechusar Zman was that it wasn't yet 7 days old, and therefore it's not ripe in this bayah. I mean, but there's other types of Mechusar Zman. There can be a Mechusar Zman where the owner is a Mechusar Zman. Let's talk about the type of carbon that you have to bring, let's say, for a Zav or a Zava on the eighth day, or Mitzera, on the eighth day. We have Mechusar Kippur. If you bring it on the seventh day, it's not kosher. It's a Mechusar Zman. And it's a Chatas. And you can't bring a Chatas whenever you want, so it can't be an Adava. Or, let's say it's a Yoledes. Now, Yoledes has to wait until the end of 40 days or 80 days, depending if it's a Zohar and a Keva. And only then bring her Karbanas. It's supposed to didn't wait. But it's also a Mechusar Zman. It's a Mechusar Zman in the Bialim. It's not a Mechusar Zman in the Karban. But actually, says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, either way, it's called Mechusar Zman. So when we said Mechusar Zman, it would be either Bein Begufo, Bein Bebala. What's an example of Mechusar Zman Bebala? We have a Zav, Zava, a Yoledet, a Mitzora. All of those cases, where Yikrivu Chatatam V'Ashamam B'chutz, they brought the Chatz V'Ashamam before they were suitable for bringing it. So they would be Potter. O Lo Tehem V'Shal Mehem B'chutz. But if they brought their Korban Ola, or their carbon shalomim. Now it's very interesting because none of the above are chayav in a carbon shalomim. So clearly the Mishnah was only bringing examples of Mechusar Zman and was including a nazir too. So nazir was supposed to wait until the eighth after he was also meant to tayar for kumes meis. And he has to bring the el nazir, which is a shalomim. So that's a remez now to that particular case, right? Okay, so put any other carbon that they brought b'chutz, since that carbon could be brought as an adava, so the ola, what's different is you don't wait for bringing the ola. So fine, so we look at it as an ola sandava. And you can bring an ola to the Pesach El Mayan, and if you brought it now, b'chutz, you're chayav, say the Mishlam. So then you would be chayav. Now, that's in terms of the types of carbonus. Now, what about the parts of the carbonus? Well, Hamala mi bizarre chatas. You take some of the butter of the chatas that wasn't supposed to be brought up to the it's supposed to be eaten by the kohen, or the butter of an ashram, or the butter of any kachikachu, butter of any kachim kaling, or the leftover of the omer. Now the omer is a carbon nympha essentially that is eaten, or the shtealekim. Well, shtealekim is also. I mean, it's a strange kind of carbon because it's chametz. You're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, but you bring the zivchei tzibur, the kfasim, and those are shlomim, zivchei shalmei tzibur, and they're matir now, the shtealechem. So the shtealechem is kachik b'lashim. It's just that you're not going to bring it on the mizbeach. Same thing should look upon it. Or the shiorei aminachot, leftover of the nachos is not meant to be put on the mizbeach. Or for that matter, if you are yotzeik, you pour the oil, or you're potate, you break up the baked mincha, or you're bolel, and you now put you mix up the mincha with its oil, or you're moleach, or you're salt, either a mincha or a zevach, or menif, you have to do tenufa l'mnachot, you have to wave them up and down, or you do hagasha to the mizbeach, which is also an avodah done with menachas. Or you're Masada the Shulchan for the Lakhma Panim. Or you're Metiv the Neros. All of these Bachuts. Or you do Kemitza. Or you do Kabbalah Dam Bachuts. In all of these cases, you would be Potter. And not only that, Ve'in Ve'en Mishum Zarut, a Zar who does all of the above would be Potter. A Tame who does any of the above would be Potter. Here it's talking about this name, right? Or you're also potter doing it because of begadim, or you'd be potter doing it without rechitzas yadayim bread line. We'll see. We learn all of these things out. Only avodas that the Zohar Chayav Nisa, which is avodah tama, as it says, it needs to be the end of a series of avodas, not the beginning of a series. Like kmitz is the beginning of a series, kabbalah sadam is the beginning of a series. Things that are not yet the end of what needs to be done. Now that's as far as the parts of the animal. Now how about the times? What is considered to be a time in which we would be mechayev someone for hakrava b'chutz? Well, achilohu kama mishkan. Before the mishkan was built in the midbar, hayu habamot mutarot, people were allowed to bring their own karbanot, as they always had. And the avoda up until that time was done bibachoros. And we see that at Har Sinai, before there was a Mishkan. So it says that Moshe called it Zatutev, and then Nahare B'nai Yisrael, Zatutev B'nai Yisrael. And he used them, these bichoros, to do the avoda, even though there weren't any kohanim yet. Furthermore, from the moment that the Mishkan was built, the bombas were aser, and we chose the Kohanim at that same time. Same time we were Mechanek the Mishkan, we were Mechanek Aaron to do the Avodah. Now at that point, Kachik Kadashim Nechal Mufnim and Akeloim, you're only allowed to eat Kachik Kachim inside of the Chatzer of the Mishkan. Kachim Kalim were allowed to be eaten anywhere in Machane Yisrael, which is the equivalent of Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they came to Gilgal. And Gilgal, even though they did put up the Mishkan in Gilgal, they did not put the Orein into its place. And Gilgal did not have a din of the Mishkan in the Midbar. It was just basically a Bomas Tzibur. And that was for the 7 years of Kibush and the 7 years of Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. So during that period, the din was that Hutru Abamot, you could bring on your own Bama. Kodshe Kadashim could be eaten only inside of the Kilayim of Gilgal, because you see, you could only bring the Darim and the Davis in a personal Bama. So if you were bringing a Khatas or an Ashram and so on, that any Kodshe Kadashim, that would be a Karban Tzibur, would need to be eaten inside of the Kilayim. Kodshim Kalim, you could eat anywhere, because there was no Machana. And the Torah stresses that it's dafka b'machana, sheyishkat b'machana. If there's no machana at all, and once they came into Eretz Yisrael, during the time of Kibush B'Chiluk, there's no machana. Therefore, there's no din of achila b'tok machana. And so, kachikalim can be eaten anywhere. Now, after those 14 years, they came to the kosher count to be eaten b'chol arei Yisrael. Where am I? Sorry. Kosher count to be eaten b'chol makom. There were no arei Yisrael at this point, so I said the wrong thing. Bo'o l'Shiloh. Okay, after 14 years, they came to Shiloh and they put up a new Mishkan. And what they did was they built a bayis, but they used the Mishkan as the covering of that bayis. So they had walls made out of avanim, and a top that was the Mishkan. Nesru Abamot, They answered at that point, Bamas became Asr, we'll see that from the Pasuk. V'lo hayasham tikra, now there wasn't a roof in Shiloh, there was only the Ohel Moed. But there was a bayit of avanim milamata, and hayiriyot milamata, the yiriyot of the Mishkan, were used for the tikra of Shiloh. V'yi hayta minucha, and that's what the Pasuk was referring to when it said, Kilovatem ad ata el hamenucha ve el hanachala. Marshal, that once you come to the menucha ve nachala, then you won't be allowed to do kukol asher atem asim po ayom isha yashar beinam. You're going to have to bring a dafka in the mokma menucha. Dafka mokma nachala. We understand that Shiloh makes sense to call it menucha, because after this 14 very painful years of fighting and splitting up Eretz Yisrael and getting settled, a long period of getting settled. Finally, we have a little bit of menucha when we build our Mishkan in Shiloh. Now, the Mishkan in Shiloh, the din was over there, that its kachim kachim are nechalim lefinim ha'keloim, because you did have kachim, you did have keloim there, in other words, you had mechitzas around it, and kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni would be eaten as long as you could see Shiloh from there, and we'll see interesting things about that in the Gemara. As long as you could see Shiloh, or the actual bias in Shiloh, according to the Rambam, you would be allowed to eat kachim kalim. Now, then Shiloh was destroyed when the Plishtim captured the Arayim, and Eli died, and then they went ahead and they put up a boma in Nov. And of course, Nov was unfortunately destroyed with the whole advice of Nov Yerakonim, so that didn't last very long. And then they moved from Nov to Gibeon. So we call that entire period, which is the period between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, the Nov and Gibeon period. And during that period, it was again mutter to be makriv on Bamais, Hutru HaBamot, and then Kachikachim Nechon Lutina Kelayim. Kochei Kalim can be eaten b'chol orei Yisrael. At this point, we refer to Kol Mokom orei Yisrael. There weren't orim during the earlier period when they were getting settled. They as yet did not have defined orim. Borei Yerushalayim, and then finally, after the Nov and Gibeon period, they came to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, ne'esru ha'bamot, v'lo haya lahem od heter. Bamot never became mutter again after Yerushalayim. I remember, according to Rashi, this is dependent on whether you hold the Kiddush Rishayna in Yerushalayim as Kichel HaShayta, the Kichel HaTibavo. According to Tosfos, it's true according to everybody. It's a din in the Bathir of Yerushalayim, not a din in the type of Kiddush of Yerushalayim. And Vahayalem Odheta, Vahiyaita Nachala, Yerushalayim was what was referred to in the Pasuk, when it said Kilovata Marata Elam Menucha Vela Nachala. Meaning, in other words, that there's two separate periods of Yisrael Bamot, Menucha, but there's a post-Menucha period, which is the Novi Limon period, and then you have, once again, Nachala. Kachi Kadosh, now once you come to Yerushalayim, Kachi Kachim are eaten at Nimen Akilayim, meaning inside of the Azara. Kachi Kalim and Maisesheni are eaten inside of Komat Yerushalayim. Fine. Now we get to a further subtlety, which is, what is the relationship of the time that you made the Kedusha to the time that you were doing the Hakrava B'chutz? I mean, we've already seen some of that before, that we needed a separate pasuk to tell me if somebody was Makish and Dovah B'Shaz Hetra B'Mais. We never talked about the other way around. Suppose somebody was Makish something B'Shaz Itzer B'Mais. And then the Bamas became mutter. So he had made a carbon in Shiloh, and he was going to bring it to Shiloh, and then Shiloh only lasted 369 years.
Missed his chance.
And now it's already Nov and Gibeon time. It's a very curious relationship with the numbers there, so it makes it easy to remember, 369. So Shiloh then, as we saw, since there's a heter between Menucha and Nachala, so now the Bamas became Mutaris. What's the din of the carbon that was supposed to be brought to Shiloh? Can it be brought like Ashkim and Obama? We never talked, about the other way around. Somebody was Makish B'Shas Hetra Bamas. Then they built the Mishkan, or then they built Shiloh, or then they built Yerushalayim. So there we talked about a little bit. So comes now the Mishnah to discuss all of these cases. Kodshim, the din over here is Kodshim shehikdi kol hakodashim shehikdishim b'shas Yisra habamis. And then you were makir it b'shas Yisra habamis b'chutz. That's what we have been talking about all along in this Mishnah, and that's what we were referring to with the Yisra. We have the mitzvahs asay that you're supposed to be maybe Lashem. There's an Yisra lota asay. And Yishomer Lecha, we said any few times, says Yishomer Pen Va'al, Zilosh and Leitat, it says Yishomer Lecha Pen Ta'ale El Osecha, Bechom Ochom, so that's a lot. And Ish Ish, Asher, Yakriv, and so on, B'niach Risa, and Ephesi, therefore there's also a few of Chorus, Pen of Chorus. But if Yigdisha Mishas Heter Abamis, and now you're marked with the Mishas Yisra Abamis Bechutz, so, yes, there is a Asay, because you're still Mechuyev, to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and that doesn't change. This is Hevi Yum LaHashem. So you have to be maybe LaHashem. And we know also that there's a Lo Ta'aseh, because we were also Marbet, the Iser, even though it was B'Shas Yisra B'Omas, we had the additional Pasek of Lo Yizbechu as if Ehem Asher Heim Zochim. And Asher Haim Zofim means that which previously they could have been Zobeach, but meant to be Zobeach Chutz, they can no longer be Makrib the Zobachim Asher Haim Zofim, and now they need to be Makrib with Hashem, inside meaning, inside which. So there is a Lot Asseh, therefore, and there is an Asseh. But there is no Ki of Chorus, and that we darshan from Chuka Zos Lahem, right? Zos La Velo Acharas Lahem is Chuka Solam, which means only this new Yisr Lav is Lahem Chukas Olam. But the Yisr Chorus that was mentioned originally in Ish Ish, when Yisr saw, does not refer to a case where it was originally Mutter at the time of the Hagdash, and now you're Makrav it B'chutz B'shas Yisr. So the Yisr Chorus is Mufka, but there is an Yisr Asay and an Yisr Lav. How about the other way around? Hikdishan B'shat Yisr HaBamot. So now, somebody was Magdish Akorban while the Mishkan was up, or while Shiloh was up. Now, the Mishkan, now they come into Eretz Yisrael. There's no longer Mishkan, now Shas Heter Abamos, or Shiloh was destroyed. Now they come to Nova, to Givon. It's now Shas Heter Abamos. What about then? He went ahead and was Magdish Shas Heter Abamos, Hare Eru Ba'aseh. Now, the Aseh, yes, you still have to be Mekayim the Ve'evayum LaShem, because you were Makish them on the Nas Ve'evayum LaShem. So you're Mukhliyev to do that. But there is no Isser of Lo Ta'aseh anymore, because the Torah wasn't being Marbe B'Shas Hetra B'Omeis V'Lo Yizbechu Ad Zivcheyem. So there's no Lo Ta'aseh, and there's certainly no Chorus. Ve'ilu, now we'll get to the final issue in the Mishnah. Which is, of course, it's not really one Mishnah. I mean, it's basically five different Mishnayos here. That's why each one talks about a different issue. The Elu Kodashim Krevim B'Mishkan. Now we're going to talk about which type of korbanos need to be brought in a makom where the tzibur is being makrev. That you can't bring even b'shas heter habamis. You can't bring every type of korban on your personal rooftop. Boma, there's kachim that you have to bring to the Mishkan Davka, so or to the Bomas Tzibur Davka. And these are the things that need always to be brought to a Bomas Tzibur, and that, or maybe to a Mishkan if the Mishkan exists, and they're meant to be brought there and not on a Bomas Tzibur at all. Yeah. They would, a Bomas Yochid at all. So the things would be, except I lost my place, but I will still lost my place. I'm getting there. Elu kachim krevim b'mishkan. Kachim shehu k'dashu l'mishkan. These are kachim that were hukdash l'chatchila, that were meant to be brought l'mishkan, which would mean either korbanos tzibur. So all korbanos tzibur are obviously meant to be brought in a mishkan. They have to be brought to the Mishkan, but the same thing would be a korban yochid
that he had in mind, and he said, I'm being marked with this in order that it should be brought in the Mishkan, meaning in Nova Gibbon, wherever he was at the time, he would have to be marked with that as neder in the Mishkan. So Korbanos Tzibur grave in the Mishkan, Korbanos Yochid, unless you specify, can be an Obama, but even Korbanos Yochid Shukta Shula Mishkan, where the man said, I want this to be brought in the Mishkan, you have to then bring it not on your Bamas Yochid, you have to bring it to the Bamas Tzibur. So Korbanos Yochid Shukta Shula Mishkan, you have to be in the Mishkan. However, in that case, if you were Makam and an Obama, you would be Potter. It's just that you weren't Mekayim, the nether that you made to be Makam of the Mishkan. But it's not a creation, it's Obama's, Peshas, Hetra, Obama's, just because you said, I'm going to Makam something to the Mishkan. And since there's no Isser of Shkut Echutz, even something that wasn't allowed to be Shekhar of Echutz, there's still no din of Shkut Echutz. It's not kosher. What is the difference in the Aveda when it's being done on a Bamas Yochid to when it's being done on a Bamas Tzibur? There's a lot of differences. First of all, Smicha. There is no din of Smicha, because Smicha it says the Tnei Hashem, and it's not called the Tnei Hashem. There's no din of Tzofain, because Tzofain it also says the Tnei Hashem. There's no din of Matan Saviv, to put it around on all of the four Shtayim Shein Arba, depending what the carbon is or what you hold like, because there too it says Aram is Deach, your Pesach HaYomayim. None of these dinim apply. There's no Tnufa, and there's no Hagasha of Minachot. Yes, of course there isn't, because there's no Minchat Obama at all. So he disagrees. He goes, you cannot bring a carbon Mincha B'Talal on Obama. And there's no, getting back to the list, there's no Kihuna. So, in other words, on Obama, even a czar can be Yovi, as we saw. And therefore, there's no big day shares, there's no plea shares. There's no din of Reach Mikoach, which means that if the Avarim were salui before, they're still kosher on Obama, whereas they're not on the Mizbeach. They have to be burnt basically raw on the Mizbeach. There's no mechitza l'damim. There's no kutas secret to define which damim go on top, which damim go on the bottom. There's no such concept in Obama. And there's no rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, there's okiyor and kano. All of those things are dinim l'mizbeach, which is Pesach HaMoed. But what does apply, even to Obama, is the halachas of pigel and ozer and tameh. Yes. Zman, nosa, and tameh, are shavim bezeh bezeh. The mechitzos of space may not be nogeah, but the mechitzos of zman are nogeah, and therefore even a machshavas chutzesmano, or leaving something over chutzesmano, is nogeah, as is the din of tuma. And we'll see how we derive all of these from circling this one. No.